Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, everyone. I'm Lucy, your host. I'm a little under the weather today, so I apologize if I sound like there's something in my nose or in my throat, and because there is. But bear with me. Today's episode is a very weighty one. This is something that I hear often. I hear this often from women and from more clients than not. They share this statement with me. As they are doing the inner work, these women, I hear so often, but he will never change. And you guys, that is, it's very common, okay? I understand, I get it. And I was there too, thinking my husband will never fucking change. He is who he is. He's been doing this for this many years. He's always been this way. He's never been that way. And all these stories about who he is and who he isn't, and what he has done, and how he made me feel this, or made me not be myself, or made me play small, or put me in a tiny ass box. When really, at the bottom of all that, I realized, as I've been deconstructing and breaking down all of my stories about him that I built in the over a decade, first 11 years of our marriage, I realized that beneath every single one of those stories is a big-ass mirror of myself. Now, this goes really deep, you guys, so I'm gonna make this simple for now, because this is the stuff that we dive deep into in coaching, and it's not something that I can deliver to you in an episode or even in a series of episodes. So what I'm going to do is give you some actionable stuff that you can chew on, some food for thought, okay? So if you feel like he will never change, hey, you're probably completely justified in feeling that way. And because he has shown up one way and you show up this way, and then you have this dynamic or this pattern, this cycle that is just not working for you. Am I right? If you have any kind of struggle in your relationship with having the kind of marriage, the kind of relationship, the kind of desire, trust, respect, being on the same page, all of that that you want, then I guarantee there are some stories in your way. I wish I could give you a visual of this. Actually, Ryan and I did create a visual of this in one of our episodes of Ruthlessly Committed. So if you are on Facebook or on YouTube, look up Ruthlessly Committed, and there is an episode, I believe it was the second episode of season two. So just, you know, if you want to see the wall of stories, we're going to spell it out for you right there. But here's the big thing. So three things I want to share with you in this episode. The first thing, if you feel like he will never change, okay, first of all, identify your stories. What are the stories you're telling yourself about him? What are those stories? Because that one right there, that he'll never change, that is a big story. And that has a whole lot of supporting evidence, I guarantee. Because for me, when Ryan was, volatile, angry, explosive, unpredictably, you know, emotional, irrational, all this stuff, because of his unresolved pain and his lack of self-love and his lack of self-awareness and his lack of responsibility for his own triggers, because of all that stuff, I had so much evidence that he was never going to change, and that he was just, you know, he could not be reasoned with, that he was too needy, too emotional, too all kinds of shit, all kinds of stuff. I had so many stories that I could not see the man, the real man, on the other side of these stories. Now, there is a whole process that we use in our coaching that breaks down the stories, and we look at that story from different angles. And what we find at the end of every one of these processes is that it all comes back to us. It all comes back to ourselves. There was a mama in my current coaching group. She had this was somewhat of a tame realization too. It's not like a crazy crazy one, like some that I've had, but this is a very common one. Okay, so can you relate to this? She had a story that her husband is impatient with their son, that he's snappy, that he just can't really handle it. And by the end of the process that we do, this tool called the Stack, which is created by Garrett J. White of the Warrior Movement, by the end of the Stack, she realized, oh my God, I am perceiving him as being impatient with our son because I am being impatient with him. I am acting out and being snappy and moody towards him. So that's what I'm picking up from him. That is what I'm noticing in him. Now, this isn't to say that, you know, he wasn't moody also, that he wasn't, you know, acting a certain way. But the thing is, here's a trick, you guys. Here is a little secret. It may not be so secret for you. But anything that you notice in another person is in you too. If it triggers you, if it angers you, if it frustrates you, it's because there's something in you that is that. We notice what is in us. Now, you might resist that right away. You're like, no, no, no. Oh, hell no. That is not in me. I am not an impatient asshole. I am not snappy. I'm not, you know, whatever that is. And that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other topic here. But just a little secret here. This is one major way to become more self-aware of what is beneath the surface in your unconscious, in your way of thinking, in your worldview, is to simply notice what you're triggered by. And by trigger, I mean anything you feel, anger, shame, guilt, blame, frustration, you feel it getting under your skin. Those are all invitations to explore some new stuff about yourself. And there's always a story involved. So the more you can get clear on what your stories are, you're going to have so much more power. So when it comes to he will never change, is that one of your stories? Is it? And how is it working for you? Is it giving you what you want? Because I know you've got lots of evidence to support that story, but if that story is not working for you, this is number two. Number two, create new stories. This is not living in fantasy land of like, okay, well, my husband's an asshole, and then all of a sudden I'm going to tell myself that my husband's a really kind, gentle soul that never messes up, because your brain is going to have a bullshit alert go off right away, say, nope, that's not true either. So again, this comes back to the process of this tool that we call, that Garrett calls the Stack, that we also use in our groups and that I use with my mamas. Basically, by the end of that process, you see, okay, I am actually responsible for creating these things in my life. What is my hand in that? How am I perceiving this? And am I showing up shitty because I believe this story and actually enabling and furthering, encouraging that story to be true? That's some crazy stuff. Because when we see that we have had the power all along to shift our way of being, and then impact how the other person responds to us, but we have not taken that responsibility, we're like, oh no, oh no, I could have been doing this all along and I haven't. Now, if this is going over your head, I completely understand. So here's what I'm gonna do. Let's bring it back. I wanna take it deep. I would love to take this deep with you. So if you wanna have a conversation and explore what it is that you want in your life, what some of your stories are, I invite you to schedule a discovery call with me. Email me at info@sexymamamovement.com, and I will reply with a link so that you can schedule that. Because if this is piquing your interest and you're like, okay, I don't really know if I can get down to the bottom of this on my own, I want to connect with you. So number one, identify your stories. Number two, create new stories. A story that will support what it is that you want in your life. If my story about my husband, this is a real one, used to be, he's just too sexually needy, and I'm not sexual. I could take it or leave it. And I lived with that story for the first decade of our marriage. But when I questioned that story, I thought, you know what, is that true? Is that really true? Is it true that I could take it or leave it when it comes to sex? Is it true that he is too needy, that he's extraordinarily, you know, like overly sexual or something? And I began to question that story. And what I found was gift after gift after gift of realizations and revelations in myself, breakthroughs in my own sexuality, breakthroughs in our relationship, in our connection, in our emotional connection and sexual connection. And that is the power of questioning your stories. Is that story bullshit? Is that story working for me? Because if it's not working for me, then let me see, what is it that I want? What is a new story? And then find evidence to support that. And invite your man, your partner, the other person into that story. And then number three is to keep showing up. This is the real challenge here because I have so many mamas. Okay, they'll begin to shift some real big stuff in their lives. They'll go to the retreat, have these immersive, transformational experiences, be in the coaching, go to the events, and then they go back home to their husbands, and their husbands are like, so did you get what you needed? Are you a brand new woman now? Kind of, you know, skeptical, like, I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe that this is you now. And so then they begin to get this pushback, and their men will be pushing their buttons, whether they are doing it consciously or not, pushing their buttons to test, okay, is she for real? Or is this some kind of a manipulative, you know, is she doing this just to change me? What is she trying to pull here? And they got to see it consistently. They got to see you show up consistently as this new you for them to believe it. For even if they say they believe it and they want to believe it consciously, subconsciously or unconsciously, there's this question of, I don't know though, can I trust that she really is this way now? Can I trust that she is empathizing with me and that she is hearing me and that she is seeing me? Or am I going to be fooled and have the wool pulled over my eyes? I don't want to get hurt. So I'm going to resist. And that is completely natural, ladies. It's normal. Ryan pushed back on my changes and my transformation for months and months before he really believed that, you know what, this is who she is now. Like, this is legit. And every single one of the women who are making real transformation in their lives, they get this response from their husbands who are not in this same space of, you know, seeking out the awakening and the power. And so it's a big wake-up call of like, okay, am I really committed to being this new woman? Am I committed or am I just going to do enough to maybe get him to start doing the work? And ladies, it's not about getting him to do the work. It's about you transforming who you are and your mindset and the eyes through which you see your life, the lens through which you see your marriage, the lens through which you see your husband or your partner, the lens through which you see yourself and your sexuality and who you are as this whole and complete woman. And that woman is going to show up so fucking badass that the man in her life, the children in her life, the people in her life, there's no way they're not going to notice that. And they will be inspired. They may not show you that they're being inspired for a while. And that's why it's so important to keep showing up. And when you fuck it up, because you will because you're still human. When you act out of your integrity, when you snap, when you don't ask for what you need, when you don't ask for what you want, it's so important to acknowledge that. Don't just sweep it under the rug because then their brains are going to say, you know what? I knew it. I knew it. You are not a new woman. You're the same old woman I always knew. So acknowledge your shit, ladies. This was one of the hardest things for me to get in the habit of doing is, and it's still hard sometimes, depending on what it is. It's hard to say, you know what? Man, I created this pain in our relationship X amount of years ago, and I'm just now seeing it. But instead of saying, well, it's in the past, you know, what's in the past is done. It creates connection to acknowledge every time you get glimpses of where you have not shown up as this powerful woman who takes responsibility in the past. Not beating yourself up, but saying, you know what, I didn't have these tools back then, and now I do. And I'm so sorry for the pain that I caused by rejecting you sexually for 10 years, for going through the motions for 10 years, for pretending like I wanted you and lying to you, and inside feeling like something was wrong with my body and not communicating any of that with you. I'm sorry for the impact that that had on our relationship. And it's not a beating up myself. It's putting shit out there. It's bringing things out from the darkness into the light so that you can actually connect with your partner, with your spouse. So I know this, there is a whole lot. There's a lot that I've just shared in this. And I encourage you to go back and listen to this. But the three main points that I want to make here, these are my encouragements to you. One, identify your stories. For example, he'll never change. For example, I'm just not very sexual. For example, he's just got a really bad temper. Okay, identify your stories. Spell them out, write them out. And I mentioned identifying the evidence. You're going to have plenty of evidence to back up that story. But when you turn it on yourself and say, oh, I will never change. Oh, shit. There's a new story. What evidence can you find to support that? Because when you turn it on yourself and you realize that the story you have about the other person is really a projection of yourself. It's guilt of yourself, guilt towards yourself, anger towards yourself. Because if that doesn't exist, you won't experience that on the other person. Does that make sense? So again, you won't experience a judgment. You won't feel judgment towards another person if you don't already judge yourself for that very same thing. I've seen this over and over and over and over again. So, and number two, create your new stories. Number three, keep showing up. This is a loaded episode, ladies. And if you believe he will never change, consider that what's really happening is you don't believe that you can ever change. Do you believe in yourself? And that is a loaded question. That is the loaded question that I asked myself. And when I got real with myself and realized, oh my God, I don't believe in myself. I don't believe that I can really transform into this woman. Then the work could begin. Then the work could begin. I could go on about this for the next 20 episodes. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you want more resources for your sexy mom life, right? You want to step up your game. You want to become this badass woman that you know you can be. Go to sexymamamovement.com and you can sign up there for the free five video mini series that I've created for you. And it's five minute episodes, videos that will show up in your inbox every day for 5 days. And then I'd like to invite you to experience a discovery call where we'll talk about what it is that you want in your life. What is it that you want to create? What stories are getting in your way? And you can take the next step towards that by emailing me at info@sexymamamovement.com. All right, ladies, that is all I have for you today. Here is to you and your motherfucking sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.